The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and to keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. Got a bike or some parts that you want to put to good use? Drop them off at any of the City of Winnipeg's 4R sites on Panet, Pacific, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair supports, and bike giveaways. To learn more or become a volunteer, visit us at thewrench.ca.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
Night at midnight, CKW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm Dot Crypto. Former CKW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Barry took to running with a traveling man, left your mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Raising hell like that which can rise from conditions unsterilized, cracks and corners soft like sunshine makes a keen eye feel so blind. I can see you all the while falling in words like you meant to. This old film I can't quite sit through now. I wanna be alone without you.
Well, that's different.
Someone's walking out the back door, someone's okay. Walking on the front.
front porch to shoulder to my left shoulder.
For some reason, some cosmic
center hits me like a bullet proper. We will all forget this place someday. I'm gonna die. Where is the time?
Some cosmic situation.
Shortcuts 3 a.m. and nothing for us. All the music fades to chaos. All the dance from this city is fulfilled. Blindly said, liberated. Someone's lost their damn wallet. I'm the one.
Sure.
Yeah. towards the various view.
These things happen in a haunted studio often. It's inevitable. Death. That's what this show is about. Thanks for being here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. No. In Winnipeg. How to Survive a Tornado. Thank you. So, we're playing some Flipper. Bruce Luce has died. And this was a little while ago. I saw it in the Mojo magazine. So, I think this was... I should pull it up and actually honor something. Okay. Definitely haunted today. Bruce Luce, born 1956, from Flipper. I'll read the Mojo obituary. I don't know why we're having so much trouble, but it's just the way it will be. San Francisco's Flipper blew a sardonic raspberry at the metalheads populating. You have to also, sorry, this is probably written by a British person. Just qualify that. Bruce Luce, singer and punk sex bomb baby, born 1956, died this year, recently. San Francisco's Flipper blew a sardonic raspberry at the metalheads populating early 80s U.S. hardcore, dialing their rumbling post-punk to punishingly slow tempos and swapping furious polemic for black comedy. It's well written. It's true. throughout their stop-start career, Bruce Luce, who was born Bruce Calderwood, and changed his name to Bruce... Okay. Sorry, to Bruce Luce, until he decided it sounded too negative, was their frontman sharing microphone and bass duties with bandmate... Will Shatter. I can't talk over this anymore. We'll come back. Shed No Tears. That's Flipper from Generic Flipper. Prior to that, Life is Cheap, Generic Flipper from 1982. And then Sex Bomb was what we started everything with. Maybe the song they're most known for. In many ways, I'll go back to this. Bruce Luce, has passed away. Bruce Luce, who was born Bruce Calderwood, changed his name to Bruce Luce until he decided it sounded too quote, negative, unquote, was their frontman, Bruce Luce. Sharing microphone and bass duties with bandmate Will Shatter. Their 1982 debut album, Generic Flipper, was an agreeably nihilistic blast of low end that would prove a key influence on Kurt Cobain and Jane's Addiction. Okay. While their 1981 single, Sex Bomb Baby, Gleeful, is it called Sex Bomb Baby or just Sex Bomb? A gleeful sound clash of 50s rock and roll saxophone and chaotic noise remains an anarchic moment to savor. Shatter's fatal overdose in 1987 split the band, while a grunge era reformation was scuppered by injuries, Luce sustained in a car accident. He continued to front occasional reunions until ill health forced him off the road in 2015. Bruce Luce has died. Flipper. I'll just leave you with it again. He died in September. September 5th. Bruce Luce was an American punk singer. He was co-lead singer and bassist for Flipper from 1979 to 2015. Back short.
The lights have all
I Saw You Shine. Flipper from 1982, generic Flipper. We're remembering Bruce Luce, who passed away in September, but I only learned of it a week ago in a magazine. So, in keeping with what we do in this show, someone dies and then we play their music. It's what happens every week. So we'll see. We'll see what where we find ourselves next week. We'll see who has died. We'll play their music and we'll try and talk about them a little bit here on the program. Life, Flipper. We're remembering Bruce Luce.
Okay, one. Wait, everybody start at the same time. Ready? One.
We have to talk a little bit. Flipper, founded by former Sleepers member Rick Williams. And others, including Ted Falcone, guitar, and former Negative Trend members Will Shatter and Steve DePace. Founding member and original vocalist Williams was credited with naming the band, but was fired before they made any recordings. Bruce Luce Calderwood replaced Williams, and he and Shatter, Will Shatter, then went on to trade vocal and bass duties, with both bringing a bass on stage. Falcone, a Vietnam War vet, played a uniquely distorted style of guitar. Okay, I want to play. That was Nothing, and now Living for the Depression. Just, it's fantastic. So, I just want to play this live recording called Blowing Chunks, and at least some of that. Yeah. So, obviously, Flipper very influential to Nirvana, others, Mudhoney. I mean, just massively influential. When I first got this record, I heard the Joy Division in Flipper for the first time, which I'd missed previously. Let's see if you hear it, and if I can make this work. This is Blowing Chunks. It's live at CBGB's 1983. Okay, alright. We're, that's what happens sometimes. Apologies. Yeah, I think we got it now. We should. Or not. It's been a very haunted kind of time together today. I feel like there's probably something as simple as I've muted a set. There we go. This is live in CBGB's 1983. It's incredible.
I can't see.
we're almost done here today. It's Live Flipper, Blowing Chunks, live at CBGB, 1983. I heard this is Shed No Tears, second time we played that. Prior to that, The Lights, The Sound, The Rhythm, The Noise. Opens up with Way of the World. And I'll just read a comment from this line about this. It says, I really hate that this says from at John. Well, I won't identify the person. It says, that's okay. I really hate the people that say I'm here because Kurt Cobain or Nirvana. I'm here because of Flipper, Bruce Luce, and Will Shab. And then two comments below. R.I.P. Bruce Luce. Legend. My sister was supposed to babysit me. Well, she did, but it was at a Flipper show. I remember it clearly. I'm in my 50s. I still listen to it. So. It says, then someone else, this album has helped me through some of the hardest times. A cathartic expression of absurdism and grief. Gotta love it. Peace. Well, we'll give those anonymous voices the last word. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Stay tuned.